Vermont's online health insurance exchange has been beset with problems since its launch a year and a half ago. And in a surprise announcement today, Governor Peter Shumlin said Vermont will abandon Vermont Health Connect if it does not start working soon. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Republican critics of Vermont Health Connect have for months now called on the administration to shelve the trouble-plagued exchange. Instead of throwing good money after bad at the state-run insurance marketplace, they said Vermont should just use the federal version of the website, as 36 other states have done. Until Friday morning, Peter Shumlin had generally been dismissive of this concept, but he now says that if the exchange doesn't meet two key milestones this year, then the state will begin the transition to a federally operated version.
We expect it to work. We think it will work. But we also think it's fair that people understand what we would do if it didn't.
So why is the governor making this announcement now? Shumlin says the public deserves an answer to a question he's been getting from lawmakers in Montpelier and Vermonters across the state.
What happens, Governor, if all of your expectations that it works don't get delivered? What's your plan?
Shumlin's plan would see the state adopt one of two options. The first is a federally supported state exchange, where Vermont could tailor its own exchange framework, but the feds would take care of all the information technology. If that approach isn't feasible, then Shumlin says the state would simply use the same healthcare.gov site now used by 36 states. But even if Vermont does move to a federal exchange, Shumlin says it wouldn't mean the end of Vermont Health Connect. That's because Vermont needs it to serve as the IT infrastructure for government-subsidized healthcare.
We've still got to have this website work for the 100,000, over 100,000 Vermonters who currently are getting Medicaid.
So if Vermont does move to a federally run exchange, then not only will it cost $200 million for Vermont Health Connect, it would also have to pay additional transition costs associated with moving to a federal version. Here's Shumlin's chief of healthcare reform, Lawrence Miller.
Taking that path would undoubtedly increase costs.
Under Shumlin's plan, the transition to a federal site wouldn't happen until 2017. Dorset Representative Patty Comline, a Republican, says that's not soon enough.
I'm a little disappointed that he's pushed it back to 2017. I think Vermonters are aware that this doesn't work. What we've been doing doesn't work, and we need to go down a new path.
Shumlin is asking lawmakers to include his contingency plan in legislation. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.